from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian president weighs in on ceasefire. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities in his country's five-year war is a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, President Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward the goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict.
In determining whether or not we are able to develop some real momentum towards a de-escalation of the conflict. That's the goal here. And we're, of course, under no illusions about the obstacles that still exist. This is hard. But the fact is that we need to stop the cycle of fighting and of bloodshed that is destroying Syria.
Opposition spokesman Salim El-Maslat says the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
There has to be a power that really stops what Russia and what the regime is doing. I don't think the regime or Russia will stick to this truce, and we hope that, you know, they will not break it. We hope that this would last, but, you know, what we see on ground really threaten the safety and security of the whole region.
There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims on Monday. Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began humanitarian deliveries Monday with the goal of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians in besieged areas. The United Nations warned Tuesday that Europe is near a self-induced humanitarian crisis because governments are imposing border restrictions and failing to work together as migrants continue to reach the continent. Adrian Edwards, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said more than 130,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year.